And hello there. My name is Eddie Yannell, and this is the Grand Talk Podcast, featuring my grandmother, Lucille Yannell Yeager. Unfortunately, I was not able to get on the phone with her, but I had sent her the questions that we were going to ask her. But my mom here, Roxanne Yannell, has come today to tell us what she has said. So with that, grab a snack and get ready, because this is episode 1 of the Grand Talk Podcast. Back. Now I'm going to introduce to you my grandmother. Now, as I mentioned in the introduction, we were not able to get in contact her on the phone, but here's what she said in the text message we sent her. So, Mom, what is Grandmom's background?
Well, Grandmom was born in Philadelphia. She's 85 years old now. She's almost 86. She'll be 86 the 1st of January. She had 6 children. She was married when she was like 22. 6 children, and she really didn't work after she got married because they started having kids, you know, pretty quickly after that. And she stayed home with the children. And then she lost her husband early. And he was like in his late, I think his early 50s. And then she did go back to work to be a secretary.
What was her husband's name?
Edward Yannell.
And now we are going to dive deep into our first conversation. So, Mom, what was Grandmom's response to these following questions? Can you name all 6 of your children and what they do for work? And what was her response?
Well, Grandmom says that Michael, her second oldest son, is a manager, and she forgets the name of the company. Ed, your dad, is a chemical engineer. Patrick worked for Google. This is the youngest in the family. He's like 43 or so. And he's already retired. He worked for Google for years and made so much money doing that. I think he's already retired. The girls, Karen, this is the oldest child. She was a teacher. She's now retired. And Kathy, she's a teacher. And then there's Eileen, and she's a nurse.
Okay. And what was her first job? What was her response to that question?
Her first job, she was a secretary. And she didn't work as a secretary real long, but this is before she was married. And then she went back to that field after her husband died.
And for the final question of this first part of the conversation, was there a time where she has gotten mad for no reason?
Well, Grandmom once got mad when, this is years after her first husband died, she was getting ready to remarry. And this is before you were born. Dad and I were living in Maryland. And she had scheduled the wedding for like a Saturday. So we said we would be there. But the last minute she changed it to one of the days during the week. And we couldn't make it because we were working, you know, and we didn't know this was going to happen. We didn't have enough time to schedule, you know, time off of work. So we told her we weren't going to be there. And she was mad at us. She was very upset with us for not being there. And she was mad for a while. It didn't just take her a little while to get over it. She just assumed we didn't want to be there. And it wouldn't have been that big a deal for us to make arrangements to be there. But in reality, it was a big deal, and we just couldn't do it. So that's why we weren't there.
All right. Thank you. And now we're going to retell what my grandmother has written to us of the following question that we sent her, which was, what is one great story that you can retell by heart? Mom, what was her response?
Well, she said that when she was in her 30s, she had wanted to stop quitting. She had been smoking for years. And she was finding it harder than she thought it would be. So she was still smoking. And then one Christmas, your dad gave her a Christmas present. And these things were kind of popular back then, I think, for people who smoked and wanted to stop. It was these cigarette holders. And you had to somehow suck the smoke through the holes in these holders. And it made it harder to get the smoke out, or get the nicotine. And so anyway, the front of the package said, "Because I love you." And Grandma was so touched by that she just quit cold turkey. She was just so touched by the fact that your dad felt that way about her and would think to get her something like that because he didn't want her to harm her health by smoking.
Wow, that is really, really interesting. Tell Grandma I said thank you for sharing that. And now we are entering the final stretch of our first episode of the Grand Talk Podcast. And now this is the part of the podcast to which we summarize everything that has happened throughout the episode of the podcast. So let's dive into this part of the podcast. First, we introduce my grandmother. She's 85 right now, born in 1938. Her first husband was named after her son. She named her first son after her first husband. Then her son named his son. Then she quit smoking because of the front of a package of a gift that her son got her for one Christmas. And finally, how she got mad at her son and her daughter-in-law for not being able to attend her wedding, which was rescheduled from a Saturday to a Thursday with little to no time to schedule days off from work. And that was the summary of our first episode of the Grand Talk Podcast. And we are back for our second to last part of this podcast. So, Mom, what was Grandmom's response to this question? What is one significant piece of advice or help that you can give to someone?
She says that never, ever make a decision simply by how you feel at the moment. Always take time to think about it. Make sure you know the consequences, or at least the potential consequences. And also, is it in line with church teaching? Because even if it's hard to understand why that's important now, it's going to come back to bite you if you don't do those things. If you just go by how you feel at the moment, you're going to be sorry later. And sometimes you can't change it, or at best, it's very hard to change. So that's her piece of advice.
That was one good piece of advice. And now, we have entered the final part of episode 1 of the Grand Talk Podcast. And in this part, we will be sharing our final thoughts. Now, even though my grandmother was not here in person, me and my mom, we have our final thoughts. My final thought was that I've learned a lot today, stuff that I would have never known if I didn't do this podcast. And Mom, what did you learn, or any final thoughts that you have?
Well, by reading Grandmom's texts and just knowing her, it sounds to me like what brought her the most joy in her life was her family. And I think that that's actually pretty common for women who have children and who are married with kids, and the church and family. That's what really made her happy at the end of the day.
Alright. Well, I do want to thank you for listening to our first episode of the Grand Talk Podcast, and we'll see you next episode.